you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good. Good to be back.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so bad being on the road when you're winning. So,
right.
But yeah, of course. It's nice to get a practice in and be back at home here where I think we've been pretty good. Mm-hmm. So should be looking forward to it.
Awesome. Yeah, and I mean, you know, 6-game road trip, you did have a time to get back to Rockford in between. You go 3-1-2 on that trip, including continuing a 7-game point streak up until the last game against the Griffins. How do you think the team's been playing as of late, and what's been clicking?
I really liked how we played on the road. You know, it's a different kind of game that's required to win. I thought we were a little more professional in our approach and willing to do the dirty work and maybe chip a puck in when otherwise we try to make a play. We still want to play up tempo. We still want to make those plays that allow us to create chances, but sometimes it's just not there, and we got to recognize it when that's the case. And I think part two of that is just how hard you have to defend on the road when you're under pressure to survive. I think it's not perfect, but we took steps forward there.
Obviously, you can't win anything in January, but you know, getting on a point streak and when the division, second through sixth place, is, you know, difference is 3 points. Mm. Is it something that you harp on, that, you know, getting points and getting through the middle of the season grind, is that something that you guys, you know, talk to the guys about in the locker room?
We don't talk so much about getting points as much as making sure that we perform at the level we need to have success. Some nights, like, you know, for instance, last game, I thought we were very good. Like, we controlled the game and created a lot and didn't give up much. I think we had we have it as five on five chances against, and that's pretty good. You know, we also made, you know, a couple mistakes that it's hard to win when you make those mistakes and they end up in the back of our net. And so that's the challenge for us, is to clean that up as much as possible. But overall, you know, I quite liked our game, and that's what we focus on, is the performance and the process that leads us to that performance.
Now, at the beginning of the year, it kind of took a little while for the first kind of transactions to come through, but it's been pretty busy once the winners come around. Hayden, Caro, Cody Franzen coming in, now you have Gustav Forsling. Mm-hmm. What's it been like getting guys that have had pretty substantial NHL experience come into the locker room, and you know, how they fit into the lineup in the time that they've been here?
Yeah, it's been fun to work with those guys, and we certainly appreciate the leadership we get from a guy like Franzen. He just has a calmness to him and carries himself as a man and a pro. And for our first and second year guys, that really means a lot to be around a guy like that. And you know, then we get in, you know, these first, second, third year pros coming back, you know, they're not where they want to be, but they've been really good about getting right down to business and playing hard, and that's what's going to get them another opportunity, is use the time that they're here to continue to develop and fine-tune their game so that the next chance they get, they're ready.
Forsling just got in to the team on ice today. Is there any kind of plan for him, timetable? Is it short stint here, or just kind of taking it day by day?
Yeah, that's all you can do. It's there's always a plan, but those things change all the time. So the plan for him is to make the most of this time here, and he's going to help us. He's going to play a lot, and he's a guy who can make a difference. He moves the puck extremely well. He's moves very well. You know, we just want him to, maybe it's a confidence thing where you, in the NHL, it's tough. You know, you have an off night and there's a couple in the back of your net, it's hard to, sometimes your confidence can be shaken. So, you know, we'll try and give him feedback and put him in a position to have success, and I think he'll get that confidence back in a room.
Yeah, I saw Luke Stuggerud and J.F. Berube both on the ice for practice today. What's their timetable looking like? How close are those guys to getting back to the lineup?
Well, I don't have an exact date, but certainly it's a good sign that they're joining us on the ice, and that'll add some depth to the group that we're always looking for. You want to have competition, so certainly they'll be welcome whenever it is they're ready, but we don't know exactly when.
Now, this team at the coming up to the All-Star break is in a much different place than they were last year, obviously, with a lot of turnover. As a whole, where have you seen this team from day one to the, you know, towards the end of January here now?
Yeah, we're making progress. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, that I thought we had a good stretch of games before the road trip, and then maybe we didn't get the number of points we should have based on how we played, but I think that goes back to that professional approach and understanding when the game's on the line and when you got to bear down and get a puck out or get a puck in, you know, take a stick. And I think that's where we got a lot better on the road. And so we got some points there. We found a way to get a result out of that good play. And to me, that's a real nice step for us, and hopefully it sets us up well for the rest of the year.
And last night, the Super Bowl matchup got determined. You got a prediction?
Oh, man. I think in the sports world, and especially football, it's like whatever your gut says, you go the other way. It's like that's just the way it is. It's the margin is so tight either way. But tough to bet against New England. I think they know how to win, obviously, and they get it done no matter what.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.